蓝天之下，让梦想起航；
绿洲之中，让心灵放松。欢迎来到
蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today。
亲爱的听众朋友，这里是良友电台的中医双语节目蓝天绿洲 Heaven Today， 我是乐心，和我一起主持的是 Charles。 从今天开始呢，我们要进入一个新的系列，叫做 Come and See， 过来瞧一瞧。
We're starting a new series this week. We're using the words of Jesus, come and see. Come and see. Words he spoke to many in the New Testament. Come and see that he's the Messiah. Come and see that he was worthy to followThis week, we're going to look at stories of conversion from God's Word, particularly from the Old Testament. And in the next few minutes, we're going to be seeing how grace came to a Syrian war hero when he met the Lord on an unimpressive riverbank. It's a story of pride and the grace of God overcoming that pride for cleansing and renewal. And I'm thinking of the man called Naaman.And his story is found in 2 Kings 5. Naaman, scripture says, was captain of the armies of Aram. That's central Syria today. The opening verse tells us he was in high favor with his master, the king of Syria, because he gained victory in battle. He was a valiant warrior. In every sense, Naaman was a big shot. Christian businessman Howard E. Butt in Texas, once chairman of the HEB grocery store chain, gave a speech years ago called The Art of Being a Big Shot. He made a profound observation about the nature of pride. Here's what he said. I'm appealing to me to feel that I am the master of my fate, that I run my own life, call my own shots, go it alone. But that feeling is my basic dishonesty.I could call that by another word, pride, my basic dishonesty. That's very perceptive, don't you think? Isn't pride the basic dishonesty in us all? And you know, you don't have to be a big shot. You don't have to be rich and famous to fall prey to this concept that you can go it alone. From the time we were little kids, it's ingrained in us that I can do it all by myself stage.We all know that and love that, but then again, it's not really just a stage, is it? That attitude grows up right along with us. That pride is the basic dishonesty in all of our hearts. Howard went on to say in that same speech, when I'm conceited, I'm lying to myself about what I am. I'm pretending to be God and not man. My pride is the idolatrous worship of myself, and that is the national religion of hell.Well, back to 2 Kings, Naaman's pride gets chipped away through the whole story of his conversion. For all his glory, we're told right off the bat that Naaman had a serious problem. The word drops like a bomb at the end of verse 1, if you read it, as it was written in Hebrew. Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram. He was a great man in the sight of his master and highly regarded, because through him the Lord had given victory to Aram.He was a valiant soldier, leper. Well, there it is, leper. Naaman had a horrible, disfiguring, debilitating skin disease. An Israelite who had what was called leprosy would be sent outside the camp to live. When the word leper drops, just there it is at the end of verse 1, it would be heard as a picture of a terrible curse of sin. But let me add to this.Naaman didn't just need a physical cleansing. He needed to be cleansed from his sin. Naaman didn't just need healing. He needed to find grace.
我们读中文版的圣经或者看英文版的圣经呢，只知道亚兰王的军长叫乃曼，却不能够明白这个名字背后的含义是什么。在希伯来的原文当中，乃曼的意思是赏心悦目的，样子好看的。所以呢，我们可以想象得到，至少在乃曼患大麻风之前，他是相当英俊的一个男人。在列王记下的五章第一节说，乃曼在他主人面前是一个大人物，很得王的赏识。 换句话就是说，这个人呐，不仅长相好看，而且还位高权重。在亚兰国，他乃是万人之上、一人之下的军长。然而，第一节的最后一句话却说，可惜他是个麻风病人。列位记的13和14章很详细地介绍了麻风病。这个词的原文呢，指的是许多不同类型的皮肤病，包括了皮肉上长瘤、生癣，或者呢长火斑。我们比较熟悉的牛皮癣就是属于麻风病的其中一种，只是牛皮癣没有麻风病那么的严重。经文说到，身上患有麻风病的人要撕裂自己的衣服，披头散发，遮盖上唇，喊叫不洁净不洁净，并且在他患病的日子里，他是不洁净的，要独居住在营外。现代医学已经证实出来，麻风病是由麻风杆菌引起的一种慢性接触性的传染病，主要会侵犯到人体的皮肤还有神经。如果不治疗的话呢，就会引起皮肤、神经、四肢以及眼睛的进行性和永久性的损害。1946年，内科医生保罗·布兰德在一家麻风病的养疗院工作期间时，就发现麻风病的毁容并不是因为疾病本身造成的，而是由于感染和受伤逐渐导致的。病人之所以会感染和受伤，是因为他们感觉不到疼痛。在圣经里面，我们会看到麻风病还有属灵的含义，它描述了一个人没有得救之前的属灵状态。无论人是怎么看你的，无论你如何看待自己的，在神的圣洁眼中，我们就是不洁净的，是死的。头衔、地位、权势、外表、财富都是人所看重的，而神看重的则是灵魂的洁净。有的时候，神会用我们个人的失败、疾病还有困难，帮助我们看到人的尽头是神的开头。好像诗篇119篇的71节说，我受苦是对我有益的，我要使我学习你的律例。神借着生活中的困难，让我们去关注生命深层的罪的问题，以至于让我们可以意识到我们需要得到神的饶恕还有基督的救恩。解决表面的问题总是很容易办到的，就像耶稣向法利赛人发出的挑战，说你的罪赦了或起来行走，哪样容易呢？然而为了要让你们知道人子在地上有赦罪的权柄，他就对摊子说，我吩咐你起来，拿来你的床回家去吧。身为基督徒的我们，可能有时在祷告的过程中就要特别的谨慎，求神挪走困难的处境，这种心情呢是可以理解的。不过我们是不是能够有更大的信心对神说，神啊，我深深的知道，就算在这困苦中，你也依然没有撇下我。所以如果你不打算马上挪走我的困难的话，也请你赐给我勇气、智慧还有坚韧，能够在这个过程当中大大的来经历你的同在，让我可以在这个过程里被你医治，生命得以翻转。最重要的就是帮助我谦卑下来，降服在你的大能之下。
The way Naaman comes and sees the grace of God is very humbling every step of the way. For one thing, he learns there's hope to be found in Israel. From the most unlikely place, a little Israelite servant girl, probably taken captive on a Syrian raid and given to Naaman's wife as a servant. The mighty war hero Naaman needed the kindness of a little captive Israelite girl, and the girl told Naaman's wife, would that my Lord were with the prophet who is in Samaria. He would cure him of his leprosy. Even big shot Naaman decides it's worth a shot. So he takes letters from the king of Syria along with loads of money and goods to give in exchange for his cleansing, and he goes to Israel. Eventually, his entourage arrives at the house of the prophet Elisha. He has a padded wallet. He's ready to bargain. He makes his appearance in grand style with all his attendants at Elisha's front door, and Elisha doesn't even come to the door. Another sledgehammer blow to Naaman's pride. Elisha sends his servant to tell him what he has to do. Go wash yourself 7 times in the Jordan, and your flesh will be restored, and you will be cleansed. Now that really got under Naaman's skin, his leprous skin. We're told that he went off in a rage. What was he thinking? He was thinking, well, that's a muddy little river in Israel. There are better rivers in Syria. How dare this prophet Elisha? Why didn't he just come and wave his hand over me and heal me? I came all the way to him. Well, what was happening here? God's grace essentially tells this 5-star general, this commander, to strip off his uniform and bathe in a dirty backwater. The lesson here is that the cleansing power of the Lord only comes when we humble ourselves before the Lord. Does grace ever get under your skin like that? Surely there's something we have to do to be saved, we think. That's what the average person thinks Christianity is all about. And if you're listening today and you're not a Christian, maybe this describes you. Truth be told, many who call themselves Christians believe this lie as well. Do good things, tip the scales in your favor. We work so hard at it that we're indignant at the freeness, the gift of God's grace. Is God seriously going to ignore a resume like that? Absolutely. What you can do has nothing to do with it. The way to grace is actually simple. We see it in what Naaman's servants told him. My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he tells you, wash and be cleansed? The message of the gospel is simple. Wash, be clean. We just have to cry out with the psalmist, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin, in Psalm 51, verse 2. Can grace really be free for the asking? Yes, grace is free, but it's more costly than you can imagine. Here's what's so amazing, though. Just like Naaman, we can be cleansed from our sin because there was one who needed no cleansing, the perfect and holy Son of God, who took on flesh and dwelt among us, and he was washed in the Jordan River. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that save in the death of Christ,
救恩的源头是神，只有当神主动发起施与人怜悯的时候，人才有可能得救。而人真正获得救恩的时刻，则是当他凭着信心接受的那一刻。相比较看不见又摸不着的信心，人更倾向于看得见的、可以量化出来的一系列法则、规矩还有诫命，因为这些就代表着说我有贡献出一份自己的力量。可是福音是许多人跌倒的地方，就在于它让你认清了一个事实，在圣洁公义的神面前，你什么力量都贡献不了。所以呢，就不要想着用什么来讨好神了，因为到最后你会意识到，所有你带到神面前来的东西，最终都会成为令你蒙羞的东西。在这里，乃曼的300公斤银子、约70公斤的金子，还有10套衣裳，最后都没有被伊丽莎接受。这些还只是看得见的、自以为是的贡献，那看不见的呢？比如来自亚兰王写给以色列王的一封书信呢，还有一群浩浩荡荡的车马呢，他们不都是在传递着权势和威严的信息吗？然而，这些有形的、无形的东西对乃曼的医治毫无帮助。他甚至要走下战马，脱下军装，在他所瞧不起的约旦河里沐浴7次。圣经没有记载乃曼前6次的沐浴情景是怎样的，所以我们也不能够确定是不是每洗完一次就会好一些呢，还是前面的6次一点变化都没有，直到第7次才全部一次性的恢复呢？根据乃曼后来被洁净的回应来看，这7次不同寻常的沐浴让他深刻的经历到了，除了以色列以外，全地再没有别神了。他知道此刻遇见了这位独一的真神之后，他人生剩下的岁月都只会来敬拜以色列的神。乃曼来以色列的时候是带着丰厚的礼物，盛气凌人的来到的，他走的时候呢，却是驮着以色列的泥土，带着敬畏的心，谦卑的离开的。是呀，麻风病得洁净了，最重要的就是乃曼的生命因着与神相遇而出死入生了。乃曼离开的时候，伊丽莎对他说，平平安安的回去吧。这句话多么像是耶稣讲的。从前我们不认识神的时候，每时每刻都活在焦虑、担心还有惶恐中，如今我们知道因他活着，我就能面对明天，我们能够平平安安的度过每一天，知道就算洪水泛滥，耶和华依然坐着为王。
Fast forward to the New Testament with me. John the Baptist looks up and sees the Lamb of God coming to be baptized. And remember what he shouted? Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Why would Jesus need to be baptized? Well, that was John the Baptist's question. And Jesus replied, I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. And that's when John, his cousin, consented. And that's out of Matthew 3. The spotless Lamb of God was washed in the Jordan River. Why, you might ask? Well, I think Jesus was baptized to identify with us. He was taking up our cause so that we could be cleansed and counted as righteous. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for our sake he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Naaman finally humbled himself. He did eventually wash in the Jordan River, and his flesh was restored, and he became clean like that of a young boy. Here is Naaman, the poster child for the basic dishonesty of pride. But what happens? Grace then got under his skin, and he humbled himself. And because he humbled himself, he was cleansed, and he was converted, and his skin was made new, and his heart is made just as new. We know he's not just cleansed from his disease, but also from sin, because just after, he confesses his faith. Now I know there is no God in all the world except in Israel. And he begins to process what this newfound faith will mean when he goes back to his post in Aram, this proud big shot, humbly receiving God's free grace. Well, that's what grace does. It leads us to confess that God is God, not us. It humbles us, leads us to our only hope in Jesus, and drives us to seek his will in all we do. We need that cleansing grace today. We need that heart-transforming conversion that removes our basic dishonesty of pride and replaces it with a humble dependence. And you know who we need to depend. His name is Jesus, and he is our true King.
Here I am, humbled by your majesty, covered by your grace so free.
Greatest love of all.
Praise song sung by the unmistakable voice of Steve Green. That's Majesty, Here I Am. And this is Haven Today. And we're starting a series called Come and See.
Come and see. 过来瞧一瞧。你有没有想过信心迈出的第一步有时候就是过来瞧瞧呢？回想一下，我们第一次被邀请参加福音聚会活动，是不是也抱着过去瞧一瞧的心态呢？节目的最后，乐心还想和你说说，在乃曼的故事当中，有一个看似不起眼却很关键的人物。也许你已经猜到我想说谁了。嗯，没错，就是那个从以色列地被掳走的小女孩，她是乃曼妻子的小女仆。经文当中对她的记载非常少，只有两句话。你有没有想过，一个堂堂的大将军为什么愿意听一个无足轻重的小女仆的说话呢？有可能在此之前，乃曼已经试过了无数的方法，都不能够帮助他得洁净。于是呢，他就抱着一种死马当活马医的心态才听小女孩的话的。那也有可能呢，这个小女孩活出了一个有见证力的生命，使得她所说的话呢充满了可信度。这个就是今天蓝天绿洲的全部内容了，是 Come and See 的第一集。我们的短信号码是13229966122，欢迎你发送短信来和我们说说听完乃曼的故事之后你有怎样的得着，有怎样的感动。短信的开头请你加上蓝天，那乐心和 Charles 呢就在下期的同一时间与你在 Haven Today 蓝天绿洲不见不散。拜拜。
My soul